This is TWiT.
Listen, I have a two-part question, if you have the time, that is.
All right.
And I'm looking at different options for maybe a temporary financial fixes right now in my life. And one of them is dropping my DSL phone landline phone bundle from AT&T because it just keeps going up and up and up. It's like over $70 this last month.
Yeah.
But what I'm understanding is I can use my laptop Wi-Fi anyway if I go to like the Starbucks or the library. Now, is that true?
Yeah, you can. Absolutely.
So then I don't really technically need my DSL.
Not if you're willing to sit in the library or Starbucks, or if you're willing to eat a Big Mac and you can get it free at McDonald's, many coffee shops. Wi-Fi seems to be almost everywhere these days,
yeah.
And in most cases it's free as long as you buy a coffee.
Right. Now, here's the question. Does that mean I should get a Wi-Fi protector or whatever that is?
Well, okay.
Is?
So you're asking a very important question. A lot of people use open Wi-Fi access points. There's some risk, and the reason is you're on a network with other people.
Right.
So when you're sitting in Starbucks, everybody else who's sitting in Starbucks online is on the same network. That it's as if they were in your house on your network. They can, you know, they can attack your computer. They can see traffic set getting sent through the air. They can, using hacker tools that are widely available, watch the broadcasts going through the air. Where that's risky is, for instance, if your email program does not encrypt the password as you log in. Modern email, if you're using Google's Gmail, then you're fine.
Yeah, I do.
Ah, then you're good. So Google, in response to this, encrypts everything. There was an attack that was a problem with Facebook and some other systems over Wi-Fi. We used a program called FireSheep, which was a Firefox add-on that would let me log in as you on Facebook by stealing your Facebook token. But Facebook's responded to that by turning on HTTPS. If you use secure HTTP in all your transactions, when you're on Amazon shopping, it's on. When you're using Gmail, it's on. When you use Facebook, make sure you turn that on. Then you're protecting yourself on the wireless network. You're safe.
Yeah.
Now, if you go into a shop and they give you a WPA password, then at least your traffic going through the air is unencrypted, but you're still on the network with other people. They have the same WPA password. They're sitting on the network, so they can still attack you. So that's why it's almost always a good idea to have a firewall on your system. And Windows and Macintosh both have firewalls. Make sure they're turned on.
Yeah, mine's on.
Good. And then you make sure that when you're doing stuff you don't want other people to see, that you're doing it over a secure connection.
Yeah. Now, so you're saying it's not necessary to go and buy one of those.
You can get a VPN, for $10 a month. But the whole point of this was to save you money, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So I think as long as you're aware that anything that's not HTTPS, anything that's not securely encrypted is visible. You know, if you're shopping for shoes on Zappos.com and it's floating through the air, if you don't care if somebody sees those shoes, I don't. Then don't worry about it.
Yeah.
The things you want to protect are when you log onto your bank, that's secure. When you use Gmail, that's secure. I mention this because there are people whose internet service provider's email does not encrypt the password. Those people should be very worried about using an open Wi-Fi access.
Yeah.
So ask your internet service provider. Whoever you're using for email, make sure that password is encrypted. Otherwise, somebody could steal it, and then they don't even have to be in the coffee shop to get your email and check it. That's a very dangerous situation. But otherwise, I think if you know what you're doing, you're safe.